how does this all tie in then to what the Mayans may or may not have known?
2012 is like a boundary between oil and water. If you can imagine two fluids at two different levels of viscosity, okay, just like oil and water in a salad thing, salad container, then what happens is, as our solar system gets closer to this boundary that's sitting there in the galaxy, in other words, the galaxy has this field, if you can imagine this now, when you look at a bar magnet and you stick it under a piece of paper and then you sprinkle a bunch of iron filings over it, what happens?
They all go together.
You get these lines of magnetic force.
And you see a perfect pattern.
Right. Now, we know that the galaxy has a magnetic field, and a very strong one, which means that it's going to have lines of magnetic force where some of it is stronger than the rest. Now, those lines of magnetic force are not only magnetic energy, that's where this hyperdimensional energy shows up as well. So what's happening, in a very simple analogy, is our solar system in 2012 is going to bust into one of those magnetic lines of force in the galactic magnetic field.
Now, what does that mean?
It means that it has a stimulating and programming effect upon DNA just like it has every other time that this has happened. All the mass evolutions of species on the Earth have occurred, according to two University of Chicago paleontologists, David Rope and James Sepkoski, every 26 million years like clockwork. Now, we know that there's more solar activity in the last 60 years than there's been in the previous 1,000 years, and that graph is on page 3, the View Images section on coasttocoastam.com. Now, if that's true, then it means that our carbon dating system's all screwed up, because we're assuming that it always stays the same, but the level that we think it stays at is a lot slower than what happens at the end of the cycle. So if the carbon dating says 26 million years, it's probably closer to something like 22.5. Now, if it's 22.5 and you multiply that by 10, you get 225 million years. That's exactly how long the galaxy takes to spin one time around. So now what we have is a galaxy, if you can imagine it like a pie, and you've cut the pie into 10 pieces. Each of those pieces, when you hit the boundary between one piece and another, every time we hit one of those, all the dinosaurs change, and they become something different. And these guys, these Chicago paleontologists, they had over 55,000 different genres of marine life. It was the most exhaustive fossil record ever put together. They did not know that they were going to find this when they were looking for it. In fact, they tried to do more research to disprove it, because they said it doesn't make sense. Why would it be every 26 million years that there's a mass extinction, and then these new species come up?
Are you saying that in 2012, that's the date of a new moment of extinction?
The extinction's already happening, man. I mean, look at what's happened in the last 100 years. We've lost over 60% of all the species on the Earth. The United Nations has already said that we're in a mass extinction event, which is equal to or greater than the Cretaceous-Tertiary boundary, which is the big dinosaur extinction everybody knows about.
Well, yeah, but you said 2012 was going to be a wonderful moment.
Extinction, we've already gotten past the extinction part. Now we're just waiting for the mass spontaneous evolution part, where the DNA starts changing within one or two generations.
You're not saying that human beings are going to be extinct.
No, but what I'm saying is that they're going to start giving birth to people that are going to look a little different and are going to be a little different. Well, it's already started with these indigo
children. Wait a minute. What are they going to look like?
Well, the eyes are going to gradually get bigger. They're going to gradually have less hair. The cranium is going to get larger. The bodies are going to get more slender. And before you know it, they're going to look like these beings in the UFOs that are traveling back in time as ourselves to visit us.
They're going to look like these grays that everybody describes.
Well, not necessarily. The gray is a more advanced stage, but the earlier stages just have larger eyes and bald heads that are larger. But those are people of ourselves that are actually traveling back in time to visit us, because they've already evolved to the point that they have time travel. But the thing we didn't think of is, if people from our future come back in time to visit us because they can time travel, why would we automatically assume that they look like us when everything on Earth keeps changing and going into more sophisticated and complicated forms?
So you are saying, as the reincarnated Edgar Cayce, who talked about all kinds of Earth changes and Hall of Records and things, you are saying that in 2012 our DNA structure is going to start changing somewhat, and that offspring will start looking like you've just described?
In the beginning, yes. There will be earlier stages of it in which you'll see kids being born that are highly telepathic, like myself, that have highly developed intuitive abilities. Some of them are going to be able to do telekinesis very dramatically.
Will this be a slow evolution, David, or will it occur 2012,
well,
bang, here we go?
It's already happening, but I believe in 2012 there's going to be like a sudden major shift. And the DNA evolution is a very important part of that. Because, as, again, we got to remember, this is not something we're just hanging out over the line talking about. This is something that's been happening at least 10 times in a row, like a clock, every 26 million years. And all the things that are going on throughout the solar system suggest the same conditions that were present when it's happened in the past.
How do you envision, then, this planet with this kind of change in terms of the people, what they can contribute to society? What's going to happen?
Society itself will be founded upon the principle of unconditional love. And that is so much different than what it is right now.
Well, I was going to say that it's about time.
Basically what's going to happen is that if you don't have the ability to love others that way, you're not going to be able to take on another incarnation. The only people that will be able to be born that can withstand that higher frequency are people who vibrate at the level of unconditional love.
So you're saying let's say an evil person passes on.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, that person's soul, if you believe in reincarnation, comes mm-hmm. back because it's trying to reach perfection. It comes
right.
back, it comes back.
Right.
You're saying they're not coming back anymore.
Well, he'll be reincarnating on a different planet that's still in third density.
But not on this planet.
Right.